Kelly's already made a comment. The airport has put a comment in there that we're opposed to it because it affects our, we don't think it's compatible land use around the airport, and it affects our minimums. It also violates our, the county's airport hazardous zoning ordinance, you know, because it sticks up into the approach surface for runway 28, which means they'll have to go to the Board of Adjustment for a waiver to put the tower up. So there's some things that are going to have to happen before you see a cell phone tower out there. The FAA probably won't, they don't approve or deny it. They just let everybody know, and you know, it's up to the county with their land use authority to take care of it. What normally happens if the county does nothing, we'll just wake up some morning with, you know, minimums to runway 28 that are based on this tower. And they'll make the cell phone tower people light and mark it a certain way, but other than that, they're not going to do anything. So that's the status of that. The comments will be open until the 24th, and we'll see what happens after that. But like I said, it'll have to go to the Board of Adjustment. They'll have to get a building permit from the county, which will have to be approved by DLDOT. DLDOT will get a chance to weigh in on whether it's a good thing or not.
But they haven't gotten any kind of permitting from the county.
No, they haven't gotten that far. They've submitted nothing to planning and zoning.
How do you feel council's going to react to it, or planning and zoning committee's going to react to it?
I think planning and zoning will oppose it just based on our grant obligations to control land use around the airport, right, and protect the airspace. And, you know, like I said, it is a violation of our zoning ordinance. And but they'll have to make.
Has anybody talked to Verizon about this? I mean,
no, not yet.
I mean, are they just thinking everything's hunky dory, and all of a sudden?
Well, when they make their application to planning and zoning, then that'll be the time for us to talk to them. There's no reason to talk to them now.
When is that? When is comments till?
24th.
And that's to the FAA.
That's to the FAA.
To the FAA.
Yeah.
Now,
should we send something as an advisory board?
I would think so. But
yeah, it's open to the public. So, I mean, you can.
Well, Gus's question is, do we do it individually or do we do it as a advisory committee?
The Pulse Association. Because we're supposed to advise the council to do something, so
right.
I mean, we can advise the council for them to make an opinion, but maybe the Pulse Association would also have some weight to it. It's a group.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not just an individual. It's a group. Mm-hmm. Might have more weight.
Okay.
I think we should seriously consider whether we are going to oppose it or not. Is there a straw poll for support on this?
You're talking about for this committee, or are you talking about for the Pilots Association?
For the committee.
So this advisory.
Is there any support for the tower from anybody on the committee?
Not for me.
Not if it negatively impacts the future of the airport.
That's my opinion.
Richard, how's your cell phone service over there?
No problem.
At your house?
No problem.
And
it exceeds it by 61 feet, what you're proposing on doing, if I understand that correctly, mm-hmm. which is a big difference mm-hmm. from what yeah. we're requiring. So I don't have no problem at all. And I'm on Verizon. And,
there's other locations.
I guess they need it, but they're going to have to put it some other place.
Yeah.
Well,
and I don't think the committee needs to make a recommendation on that.
They can move another mile and be okay, right?
Probably not even a mile.
Well, I'm just saying.
Probably 1,000 feet would probably be mm-hmm. enough to get it out of the.
I don't know where towers need to go, but.
Well, I mean, 61
feet. To get that 61 feet.
Oh, to get the 61 feet, yeah, it'd be 34 to 1. So.
Well, I thought you said it was 100 to 1.
That's to notify the FAA. 100 to 1 within
that lower envelope, then you have to notify.
Yeah, but they penetrate the approach surface by 61 feet for Part 77.
And the approach surface is
34. So do we, as an advisory group, want to ask Jim Hicken to